State regulators are assuring Floridians their drinking water is safe in the wake of a sinkhole at a Polk County fertilizer plant. But the agency's response is raising other concerns. I'm Nick Evans. In late August, the sinkhole opened up at Mosaic's New Wales facility in Polk County. It happened in what's known as a gypsum stack, a steadily growing hill of waste material left over from the fertilizer production process. Florida's bedrock is porous, and over time, those stacks can become too heavy for the limestone to support. Now Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Graham is taking aim at the Department of Environmental Protection's response in the days immediately following the spill.
I am very concerned that the first response to this was to not alert those that were closest to the sinkhole spill. That should have been done immediately after Mosaic notified DEP.
Graham is considering a run for governor in 2018, and her office filed a public records request shortly after the spill became public knowledge. Despite Mosaic notifying the department of the sinkhole on August 28th, the first time it shows up in agency emails is September 15th. A request for an interview with the DEP spokesperson about the apparent gap in communication was not returned by this story's deadline.
We have an obligation to the people of Florida, and the people of Florida were not put first in terms of their response, and these public records are just confirm what my worst concerns were, which is that the actions that they were taking did not show the urgency of the situation.
Mosaic and state regulators are scrambling, pumping out dangerous water and testing local wells. In its daily updates on the spill, the department notes there is still no evidence of the spill moving off-site, threatening drinking water supplies, or contaminating the Floridan aquifer. But that's not the agency's only response.
The rule includes the specific notification requirements that need to be submitted. These include the names and addresses of the person contacting the department, the substances that has been released, estimated quantities.
Stephanie Gudeman is a program director with the department, and she's describing a new pollution notification rule in development right now. But some industrial interests have argued the regulation is too broad, and that concern came up at a meeting of the Pinellas County Legislative Delegation. Here's Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala.
The specific question that I have is there a size of the spill that triggers the rule?
Ryan Matthews, the deputy secretary with the department, pointed out the original rule didn't have a cutoff, but the agency has since updated it.
There were no limitations, no thresholds for what a pollution incident is. Is it a 5-gallon gas tank? Is it a can of paint that you spill in your driveway? What the new rule states that if you are an owner of an installation, a wastewater treatment facility, an installation is defined in statute, and you have a spill or an incident that meets certain thresholds. Those thresholds are if it's a reportable incident to the state watch office. So there are clearly defined thresholds within that rule that show you what needs to be notified.
Those updates shift the focus of the rule to larger facilities and spills. The department filed the changes on November 15th, which means the final rule can go into effect as early as December 6th. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.